Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In these last few recordings, we've been looking at the relationship between Barnabas and Saul, who became Paul. We've been looking particularly at the very significant influence that Barnabas had on him, firstly by, in Acts chapter 9, having great vision for him, secondly, in Acts chapter 11, spending considerable time training him, and lastly, we've been looking at the heart of Barnabas, and his extraordinary humility. In Acts chapter 13, we see that the balance of leadership appears to be changing. Paul is very bold in dealing with the situation with Elymas, and we see it also that Paul is powerful in doing a miracle. Finally, we see in this section that Paul is very effective at communicating the gospel. Paul is center stage in this whole chapter. And after the miracle, he stands up in verse 16, motions with his hand, and begins his speech here, his sermon. We haven't got time in this short recording to read the whole section from verse 16 to 52, but perhaps you'd like to do that. He talks about the history of Israel. He talks about the significance of the people that God used. And he talks about Jesus as being the Savior. Finally, he also interprets Old Testament scriptures in light of the message of the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ, talks about the resurrection. And the result of that in verse 42 is that the people invited them to speak further about these things. They talked with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, verse 44, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Now, that sounds like a very effective sermon if the following week almost the whole city gathered. I'd love to preach one sermon in my life with that effectiveness. Barnabas sees Paul's greater influential speaking, his greater, more influential use of scripture, his evangelistic effectiveness that I think is beginning to outstrip even that of Barnabas. Barnabas is not threatened by Paul's effectiveness. Paul is superbly, supremely effective in bringing the whole city out. We notice that at this point the order is reversed from Barnabas and Saul to Paul and Barnabas. Luke, in writing Acts, also seems to, I think, deliberately recognize this change in their relationship. It looks as if Barnabas has recognized the hand of God in the reordering of the relationship, and so has Luke. One of the questions for those of us privileged in helping other people to grow in their faith is to ask ourselves the question, do we want our friends to go further than us? Is that our aim? It seemed to be the aim of Jesus Christ when he said that his followers would do even greater things than him. I believe if we have a Barnabas in our lives with this attitude, it will make us really effective for the gospel. A Barnabas in our lives makes us bold. A Barnabas in our lives makes us powerful and strong. But a Barnabas in our lives also makes us effective in sharing the gospel. Do you feel like you're well-equipped and effective in sharing the gospel with others? If not, perhaps you need a Barnabas to train you and to have vision for you, so that one day you will be as effective, even perhaps as much as the Apostle Paul. We're going to go on in the next few recordings to look at the relationship between Paul and Timothy. Some similarities with the relationship between Barnabas and Saul, who became Paul, and I think that's to be expected given Paul's training. But there are also some differences, which I think we'll find very interesting. Hope you can join me for those. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.